Welcome to Pop Culture Podcast. My name is Spencer, and for those of you who are new or just don't know, this podcast is basically just an audio version of my videos over on YouTube, which you can find if you go over to YouTube and type in the search bar at The Film Punch. If for whatever reason you can't find me over there, you can also head over to my Instagram, which is also at The Film Punch, and the link in the bio should take you where you need to go. Not only can you get the video version of what I talk about over here over on the YouTube channel, but you can also get it earlier, so I highly recommend going over there and subscribing. As for this episode today, I only have one very short review, and that's for 2023's Infinity Pool. So without further ado, let's get right into it.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Alright, so Brandon Cronenberg, the son of David Cronenberg, has a new film out that some of you may or may not have seen the trailer for, or at least have heard the title. It is 2023's Infinity Pool. It stars Alexander Skarsgård and Mia Goth, two actors that are very much on the rise right now, so they are people that you should keep an eye out for future projects. So the most I'll tell you about the plot is that essentially you have a husband and wife, James and M, played by Alexander Skarsgård and Cleopatra Coleman. They head to this island called La Tolka. And it's a fictional island made up for this movie, so don't go searching this on any Google Maps or anything like that because you will not find it. But yeah, they head to this island for an all-inclusive resort vacation, which sounds nice enough. Alexander Skarsgård's character, James, he is a writer working on his next book, looking for inspiration. That's why they're on the vacation, also just to get away as well. You know, they're kind of on the rocks with their relationship, but that's not as much of the focus as what happens next. They meet people, Mia Goth, who plays Gabby, and Thomas Kretschmann, who plays Thresh. I'm probably not saying that last name right, I apologize. But they meet them, they say, hey, let's go outside the resort, go for a drive. And yeah, lo and behold, Alexander Skarsgård's character, you know, hits somebody with the car while he's driving and kills them, and that's punishable by death on that island in that country where they're at. And instead of getting the death sentence, there is an alternative, which is where I will stop my plot synopsis, because from that point forward, I would be giving away too much. The one thing I will say about, you know, any of the plot going forward is that this movie is a science fiction psychological thriller. So yeah, all of those different subgenres right there. Right off the bat, I will say that my favorite part of this movie is the science fiction element of it. I thought that it was a very interesting aspect of the film that wasn't quite utilized as much as I would hope, but they did utilize it a decent amount, and I liked what they did with it. Another positive is, of course, the two main leads here, Alexander Skarsgård and Mia Goth. Some of you might know Alexander Skarsgård from 2022's The Northman. That was last year, right? Pretty sure. And I'm pretty sure that was him starring in that role. But yeah, I wasn't the biggest fan of that movie, but he was still fantastic in that film. Like I said in the beginning, definitely one of those actors on the rise that you need to keep an eye out for. And then, of course, Mia Goth, who starred in two films last year, X and Pearl, which are both films that are connected. Yeah, she is fantastic in those. Pearl, I prefer over X, but still, very great in both of those films, and they're both very great in this film, you know, as individuals and also alongside each other. Then, of course, the visuals in this film are fantastic. I love the use of color. I love the cinematography. They have a lot of really interesting shots in this film that I appreciated so much just from a filmmaking standpoint. But going past all of those positives that I just said is when I got to get into the negatives. When it comes to the negatives, does it outweigh the positives? Yes, unfortunately, in this case, it does. Maybe I went in with higher expectations than I should have had, but from that trailer alone, I was very curious about the film just to see where it would go. And where it ended up going, I didn't necessarily hate, but I also didn't love. I wouldn't even necessarily say I liked it. I would say I was indifferent on it. Of course, I'm not going to tell you how it all comes together, but again, the way that it all comes together doesn't come together as neatly, as compact as I would have liked it. It felt a little bit all over the place. And honestly, a film like this kind of had to feel all over the place because, again, it's an acid trip of a movie. Just because you're trying to take the audience on an acid trip doesn't mean that you can't put in good writing. And when it comes to this film, does it have bad writing? Not necessarily, but at the same time, it doesn't have the most organic writing. I know this film has very fantastical elements and it has those science fiction elements. And, you know, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on. But at the same time, you have to have natural feeling dialogue, have to have natural character motives. And this film seems to kind of lack that. It seems to lack awareness of its surroundings and how normal people would react to the situation. And especially when it comes to your lead, I feel like it has to have the most depth with it. And at times, to no fault of Alexander Skarsgård's acting, it felt a little one note. You never really had any redemption for his character that really made you feel for him. Yeah, I mean, there's really no redeeming character in this movie, which is unfortunate. I mean, not to say that every movie has to have a redeeming character, but in a film like this, amongst so many crazy people, there has to be one outlier in there, and I feel like you don't really get that standout. That was kind of supposed to be Cleopatra Coleman's character, but she doesn't necessarily stick around for a majority of the film. I know, a little bit of a spoiler there, I know, but I had to say that for the sake of this review. She's not around for that long. She seems to be the only one with her head screwed on right, whereas everybody else just seems to be going crazy, which is an interesting idea for the film. It adds to the psychological element of it, but at the same time, for character development's sake, you kind of have to have some redeeming moments for the main character. I don't know. Maybe I'm rambling. Maybe my complaints aren't the same complaints that people are going to have with this movie. Maybe people are going to love it. And maybe, who knows, I'll rewatch this movie in a few months or so, or by the end of the year, and I will love it by then. But I don't really see that happening, and to be completely honest, I don't really see myself rewatching this anytime soon, if at all. And one final thing I'll say here is that instead of being rated R, this movie maybe should have been NC-17, because for those of you who don't know, NC-17 movies are usually for movies that have spicy content, to say the least. And this movie has a 5+ minute spicy scene. Maybe a little bit too long for a movie. I'm not saying too long for real life, okay? Don't start signing off on me in the comments. But for a movie, it's a little excessive. It's kind of an acid trip of a spicy scene. So it's artistic, but still, it goes on way too long. It doesn't really add that much to the film, along with a lot of the other scenes where it's just really drawn out, where you don't have characters talking for maybe a solid 25 to 30 seconds. For a film that's just under 2 hours long, I feel like it shouldn't need that much trimming, but this film definitely does. So, final note there, just wanted to add that in. And also one final side note, if you do suffer from epilepsy, do not go watch this movie in the theater. Right before the studio logos come on, they give you a warning, so don't watch it in the theater, don't watch it at home if you do suffer from epilepsy, just for your safety. Forgive me for not checking, but I'm not sure if this is going to hit a streaming service anytime soon. I would imagine maybe HBO Max would be the one that this would go to, but who knows. But if it does come to a streaming service anytime soon, I would recommend checking it out if you already have that streaming service. Wouldn't recommend buying a subscription to a streaming service just to watch this one. In fact, I would say, as for it being at the movie theater, I would give it a discounted ticket. So yeah, I was kind of disappointed by this film. I was expecting more from those trailers. Those trailers looked really interesting to me, or I guess I should say trailer, because I only saw one trailer for the film. But it did have me hooked just from the idea of it alone, the little concepts of the plot that it was giving off. But when it came to the film itself, it was kind of a swing and a miss for me. So have you seen 2023's Infinity Pool? What did you think? Did you love it? Did you hate it? Are you in the middle? I guess I would say I'm more in the middle, leaning more towards not liking it. But I would love to know your opinion down in the comments below. Have you not seen it? Are you planning on watching it in the theater or waiting for it to come on streaming? Or are you just not going to watch it at all? I would also love to know that down in the comment below. Leave a like on the video, subscribe, hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload, and I will see you in the next one. Thank you all so much for listening. Once again, I am on YouTube and Instagram at The Film Punch. I'm also on Instagram at The Film Sensei, kind of a separate, more personal account for me to post whatever I want that I don't post very often on. But if you want to follow it, go right ahead. I'm also on Facebook at The Film Punch, which again, I'm not as active on. I do post every time I have a new video out, but other than that, I don't really add anything to my story or anything. But again, you can go follow me there if you want. One thing I will say though is please, please, please go subscribe to that YouTube channel at The Film Punch. I would very much appreciate it. Go over to YouTube, type in the search bar at The Film Punch, should be the first result. If not, once again, as I said, in the beginning of the video, head over to my Instagram at The Film Punch and the link in the bio should take you to a page full of links. And if you hit the YouTube button, it'll take you right to it. So if you can't hear in the background, there are kids playing outside, which normally I wouldn't mind. It's during the day, it's fine. But a couple things. I have a review to do. I still have to review Fear, which if you're listening to this right now, that review is probably on the YouTube channel already, and the review will be on the podcast probably tomorrow, I think. If you're listening to this the day it comes out, that is. I still got to record that. Might have to wait until later tonight, which, won't be a big deal, but would be nice to get it done now so I can have time to edit it. Which, for those of you who don't know, by the way, I started editing again. Very light editing for this first video that I did for my Infinity Pool review. You'll notice if you are subscribed to the YouTube channel or you've at least seen the YouTube channel recently, that thumbnail for Infinity Pool is a lot different from a lot of other ones. But yeah, started editing just a little bit. Still kind of working over that hump of trying to figure out how to put like video clips from the movie, just to like have reference shots, I guess. Trying to figure out how to edit that into the video and have it feel natural and not have it like mess up my video. So I'm still working on that, kind of messing around with different apps and different websites that you can edit from. Don't really have the money for Adobe, which is the thing I have experience with. In high school, I took classes that allowed me to use Photoshop and After Effects and Premiere, all those types of things. So I do have experience with those types of formats where you have kind of the multi-layers. If you've ever edited, you kind of know what I'm talking about. But you have like your audio layer. You can add extra video layers on top. Edit in text and whatnot. It's really nice. I love Adobe, and once I have the money for it and also a computer that can handle it, I would love to have those installed on there. But for now, there's plenty of other really good options that you can find even just on the App Store on your iPhone, or maybe Google. I don't know. When it comes to apps on Google, some of them are not great, but even stuff on websites that I've found, like my computer for the most part can handle Wii Video, which is a very good one that I've used, but I noticed that I might need a little bit more if I'm trying to do what I'm trying to do, so we shall see. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, maybe it won't be as hard as I'll think it'll be, but when it comes to uploading anything from this computer that I have, it takes a long time. Whereas if I do it from my phone, it's maybe done in an hour tops, depending on how long the video is. And that's only if the video is like 30 minutes long. And even then, it probably wouldn't take an hour. But whereas on the computer, it takes maybe 2 hours. One hour and a half, if you're lucky, for a video that's maybe 30 minutes long or maybe even 20 minutes long. I don't know. Maybe it's just because I haven't quite had it had it connected to the internet. Before, I had it connected just to my phone, to the hotspot on there, because I couldn't get it connected to the internet. And of course, that won't work as well as the actual internet, but still, I was having a lot of issues with that. So, yeah, I mean, if you guys have any advice, please go over to my Instagram, at The Film Punch, and send me a DM if you have any advice on whatever, editing apps or anything like that that you would recommend that wouldn't cost a whole lot. Anything with a free trial, too, would be nice.
I got this this intro maker that I had to buy for like maybe $8. Maybe not quite worth the money, but hey, it's something I can use in the future if I need to. But yeah, I mean, I've just been kind of trying free trials of different editing programs and editing apps on the App Store. So we'll see if I find something that works. I'll quit rambling about that aspect, but the aspect I do want to ramble about is these darn kids that have been outside for like an hour and a half to 2 hours. It's just frustrating when I'm trying to record during the day. I try to go to bed earlier at night and not stay up. And honestly, there's been times where I've stayed up for over 24 hours and, or not over 24 hours, but like over 48 hours and just didn't go to bed. Yeah, so there's been times where I've done that, and lately I've been trying to go to bed earlier. Last night I went to bed around 4 a.m., so not early whatsoever. I was editing, but I still woke up around 10, which is good. You know, I might go to bed later, but I still relatively wake up around the same time every day, and I still feel rested, so I don't know. It's one of those things I'll have to figure out. I will have to start staying up later, obviously, because if you're going to do YouTube, that's kind of what you have to do. You have to stay up those long hours, do the things that other people aren't willing to do. And, you know, I'm willing to do it. It's just going to take, you know, some caffeine and motivation. And I know I can do it. It's just going to take some time. But once again, please go over to my my YouTube channel at the Phil Budge. Excuse me. I have a burp. That's gross. I'm sorry. But please go over to my YouTube channel at The Film Punch. I almost said Instagram again. Or go over to Instagram and hit the link in the bio. And then it'll take you to a page full of links. You'll see the YouTube button. You can hit that. So both of those methods there should take you to my YouTube channel. Or just head over to my Facebook as well at The Film Punch. And click on any of the links there that I posted, because they're all links to videos on my channel. So yeah, that's pretty much all I have to say, I guess. I'm going to stop rambling because I've been rambling for over 7 minutes, and I'm sure nobody is listening at this point, but hey, if you are, I very much appreciate you for listening. Once again, please go over to my YouTube channel and subscribe. This podcast will be ending very, very, very soon on episode 200, which I'll talk about a little bit more, most likely, in the outro of the next video. Stay tuned for that. I appreciate you listening. See you in the next one.